No, the only way this team's going to do anything in the postseason is the guys who aren't hitting have to hit, and the guys who are hurt have to get unhurt. So it's Harris, it's Albies, and, you know, let's be honest, it really starts and ends with Matt Olson. Riley's looking like he's turned the corner. You know, Kelnick is what he is. We're just kind of discovering that Kelnick is kind of streaky in his own way. But, yeah, I just – the only way you really could have swung for the fences is to take on some big salary. And I just don't think they were prepared to do that. By the way, there were lots and lots of little deals. There were no big deals made.
Sure.
I mean,
blockbusters.
Arozarena going, and we talked about Al Leiter's son going to the Yankees. You know, Estevez going to the Phillies as a closer. But there was nothing big yesterday. I mean, of course, Flaherty going from Detroit to the Dodgers. Everyone was waiting for the other shoe to drop. And, of course, the Dodgers being the Dodgers pulled the trigger. But, yeah, it's just nobody really impressed other than the Phillies, I think, did the same thing we've done in years past. They've solidified their bullpen. Phillies bullpen, they've added some pieces. They're feeling good about their bats. Meanwhile, the Yankees are beating the snot out of them for us. So that's thank you, Yankees.
Yeah, the Phillies have lost 10 of their last 14. So they are slipping.
Coming back to earth, right?
And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Braves won't continue to be in the mix. I just don't believe these two moves put you over the top. And that is part of my issue with the Soler deal. And, again, he's going to lead off tonight, Mike. This is where he did when he came here in 21. Great. I hope he hits. Please let him hit. I hope Luke Jackson comes out of the bullpen and is great because he was our World Series year. 71 appearances. He had like a 2 ERA. He was great. But this whole notion, just because it feels good, doesn't mean it's going to work.
Yeah, some folks felt that it was just simply Alex going for, to your point, nostalgia. And it's enough to placate some of the fan base. And at the end of the day, Soler is a DH. Soler's not playing the outfield for the Giants. You have to put him in the outfield now at Truist Park. You know,
Mike, and that's a liability, by the way.
I'm not saying he's as bad as Ozuna was at the end of his time in the outfield, but Soler's a butcher in the outfield, and Ron Washington's not here to help him. You know, that's part of it. So, and you look, the one thing you can say is Alex did take some salary on because, you know, Soler does have a contract that, you know, you got 2 years with. So it looks like, you know, after maybe one more year of Ozuna as DH, Soler could perhaps do that role. But it just it didn't really pop. And I thought maybe we'd try to get some more pitching because we're in the same boat. We basically outlined what you and I have talked about. 21, not enough pitching. 20, and we still won the World Series. 20, not enough pitching. 22, not enough pitching. 23, meh pitching.
Meh.
And now this year you're hoping about what? That Fried comes back and he's rock solid on Friday? That Ronaldo Lopez, who's never gone this deep as far as eating innings, is going to be okay? Ian Anderson's going to come back? Didn't that sound like Soroka a little bit last year?
It does.
So, I mean, you just got to hit. This team starts hitting, it will be okay. But right now, man, it's just so damn streaky.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up on the text line as well. Follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio.